Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And I am live. Welcome everyone to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman, and today is my last solo episode for a while, hopefully. This is the last one that I am recording before I go on my maternity leave, and it's all about what is possible for you. So it's really important for me to take the time, even though I am a little bit gigantic and a little bit out of breath, and get you thinking, because this is really important. This is what my life is all about. I want you thinking of what's possible for you and realizing that fine is not fine and okay is not okay and mediocre is not acceptable. There's more. And I'm not the one to say this. I didn't invent this. God wants you to know that, right? So God put us here with everything that we need, but he also put a lack in our life so that we go after more, so that we realize that we have what to fill, so that we get the pull to want to improve and want to make things better. And that's what this is all about. I want you to realize that this is what's happening right now, is you are feeling pulled to take the next step, to become your next version of yourself, to really lean into something. And then as soon as I say that, the first thing that comes in is all the noise, right? It's almost like you've just opened up the door to all of the objections. And you're like, what? Now? The time? Are you kidding? There's Pesach right around the corner. There is summer vacation. There's a million other reasons why I can't. Everything is, you know, totally not the right time, not the right energy, not the right anything. Forget it. I'll just put it off. I'll do it a different time or one day when it works out, you know. And I'm here to pause that. I'm not liking that energy of excuses and trying to say like, oh, it's just not a good time because I'm overwhelmed. By the way, this is the reason why I focus so much on moving away from overwhelm and into overjoyed. We had a whole challenge this month called Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, and it was phenomenal. I am so blessed to have you in my life and for all of the feedback and all the people who showed up, because it really proved to me that I am onto something and that we're on the right track. We're working on the right things. So overwhelm is the way that your, you know, lower self, subconscious, yetzer hara, evil inclination, whatever you want to call it, it's the go-to thing to say, nah, let's not do that. We're overwhelmed, right? It's just like if you ever heard, you know, if you're ever in the mood to do anything good, suddenly like depression comes in, right? Sadness, like, oh, no, there's a drop in energy. That's also same source. It's the thing that wants to protect you from doing that next best thing, to actually take action. Instead of taking action, why don't we just sit here and moan a little bit and turn over and say how miserable or how hard or how difficult and how complicated and how overwhelming it is to have to do anything, and I don't know where to start and I don't know how. And this way we don't have to do it. And I am totally in the same boat. I am very much guilty of this myself all the time. I work hard to try and overcome, but I also know that it's normal and it's natural and you are human, and thank God for that, you know? And I don't want you to be hard on yourself. I just want you to be aware of what's happening behind the scenes so that you take action from a place of intention, from a place of proactive versus reactive. I want you to choose your own life. And if you guys know, you might not be so new to this podcast, but if you are, welcome. Right now, the last 2 weeks, I've been running a sale for my private coaching program. So usually it's 3 months. And the 3 months private coaching program is amazing. Just yesterday, someone said, "Of course, I'm signing up. This is a no-brainer." It's just absolutely incredible what you can achieve in 3 months. And there is a ton of support, and it's very high touch. So you get 6 VIP sessions with me, you get WhatsApp access to me. So anytime you send a message, I try to respond as soon as I can, usually before 2 business days. You have a coach in your pocket, basically. You also have access to all of my recordings, everything. So sessions, trainings, the meditation library, the marriage breakthrough retreat, the intimacy masterclass, including the Q&A, which was absolutely incredible. Basically, you have a ton of stuff to get you to the next level and to take you to where you want to be. And because I am due next week, yeah, I know, very excited about it. If you're not on my email list, make sure you go there because that's how you're going to find out when I give birth. That's probably the only place I'm going to be posting, sending an email about the birth and announcements and all sorts of cute things like pictures. So if you're not on there yet, make sure you get there. If you go to connectedforreal.com/guide, you will be in my newsletter and you'll be able to get the emails that are coming. So it's actually really, really fun because there's a lot of amazing value in the emails. And also, now that I'm going on maternity leave, there is pretty much only a weekly email about the podcast and the YouTube video. So you're not going to feel overwhelmed. Back to what I was saying, because I'm on maternity leave, I love how my brain is doing this pregnant thing where it loses track and gets all foggy. So because of my maternity leave, I am doubling the time with me. So instead of 3 months, you get 6 months. Why am I doing that? Because I want it to be win-win. I want to be calm and, go into labor knowing that the people that are working with me don't feel like I'm dropping them or, disappearing or, oh my gosh, I'm not getting what I'm paying for. So instead of sort of putting you on hold, I am giving you double the time so that you can go through the content while I'm recovering and have access to me for 6 months instead of 3 months. And maybe it takes me 3 days to answer, or not a day, or maybe I'm not instant giving you an answer. It takes me a minute. I just feel like it's what I've been called to do. I feel very aligned with it, even though all of the people around me are like, "That is too cheap. $2,500 for 6 months of coaching? That's crazy." Yeah, it's crazy. And that's why I want to make sure that you hear about it now because there's pretty much only 48 hours until doors close. It expires March 28th on Thursday night. So make sure that you sign up. There are 4 different payment plans that you can choose from, whatever works for you. They all come out to the same amount, so I'm not taking any extra money for you spreading the payments. You can do it as little as $50 a week for the next year and still get the benefit of having me in your pocket for 6 months and all of the content that you can have access to immediately. It is so amazing. And like my previous client who just signed up yesterday for this round said, this is a no-brainer, right? Because she signed up last time with 0 clients, and her hope was, can I be fully booked and have a wait list? And I was like, yeah, of course you can. It was amazing to watch. She actually got there. She now has an actual office with an actual secretary. And she is fully booked and she is completely drained and overwhelmed because she has so much work and there is a wait list and people have to wait a month to work with her. And that's crazy. That's so cool because I remember where she started. Of course, she remembers also. And not only did we build up her business to be super aligned, but we also got it to a place where it's in flow for her. So now she's taking it to the next level. And this makes me really excited. Why am I telling you all this? Because I want you to realize that a lot of times what you say is impossible. Like, I don't even have a single client. You think I can have a wait list? Yes. You know, I don't have that good of a marriage. You think I can even get to a place where I'm interested and even staying here? You know, like, I don't know. Yes, you can. And I've seen it. And this is why this is my expertise. Yay. I love doing this exactly because of this, because I get to see it over and over again. And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. So, as I'm recording this podcast, a couple of thoughts come into my mind and I want to address them. If you have been following and lurking for a while and you're thinking, I am so many things. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I work, I cook, I clean, I have every other responsibility under the sun. Why would I do this to myself? Why would I add more things? So I want you to know that just like, you know, how they say, my plate is full. And so what do people tell you when your plate is full? Take something off your plate and then you'll have more room. And I'm like, no, don't take anything off your plate. Just get a bigger plate. I want you to realize that instead of having to work with what you have, God is limitless and He created you as a container, as a vessel to hold all the things in your life. And so instead of feeling limited, feeling tight, feeling that overwhelmed feeling of there is no space to breathe here, why don't you just allow God to expand the vessel? Ask for help. Allow God to help you create space, create abundance, create the ability to contain. And then with that extra space, let things really fall into place and allow yourself to do the things that matter to you. And this is what I do. This is basically the work that we do in this program. It's we focus really on you as the container, you as the person who is holding all the parts of you, and your ability to expand and allow God in to streamline and organize and sort of allow for better flow. Okay. So I hope that made sense for you. I'm a very visual person and I am grateful that I'm able to paint that picture for you. Another thing that keeps coming up is that things are fine. I met with someone the other day and she said, everything's fine. You know, I have a business, it's doing fine. I don't have as many clients as I want. And I'm not making enough money that really makes sense to stay open, but I know I need to just keep going because that's how you win. You never quit, you don't give up. And those are all great and fine. But as I said, fine is not fine, right? Whenever you find yourself saying fine, it's okay, it's enough, you have to stop yourself and really question that. Like, am I actually honestly okay with this okay? Or am I just, not really sure I can push to the next limit. Someone also just totally not related. She said, I know that I need to improve, but I just don't have the energy to put in order to improve. And I want to just bring this up here because it's such a good point. Why do we feel like we have to work so hard when in reality, it's not about hard work. It's about working smart. It's about working right. It's about doing the right things that move the needle. I don't think you need to put in that much work to actually get the results that you need. And I'm not saying, you know, sit with your feet up and doodle your thumbs and life will just change because God is so awesome, which by the way is possible because God is awesome and He's capable of anything. He could just, you know, in a blink of an eye, completely change your reality. But the reality is here for you to work with so that you can put in your part, so that you can actually have something to do with this transformation. I want to tell you something really beautiful. I was once in a class and the rabbi said, every person has to take any verse and just instead of looking up what other people have said about it, try to figure it out yourself and try to see what does this mean to you. And he gave a random example, and nothing is random in the world. He gave a random example of Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechilko, who is rich or wealthy, the one who is happy with his lot. And I looked at this, I wrote it down because nothing is random. I wrote it down and I was like, yeah, I really like this saying. I really like this verse. And I feel like it's trying to get me to think about it in a different angle. So I thought about it and I said, you know what? Who is wealthy and how does that feeling really come to be? It's not by having stuff. It's not by having things. It's by the part that you took in creating that. And that's what it says. It says, he who is happy with his lot, with the part that he put in. And this is my thoughts on this verse. And if you quote me, go ahead. Just make sure you tell them that I came up with it. I'm just kidding. But I think this is exactly it. You know, it's like we say, God, why did you create it this way? Why is my reality so stuck? Why are things so annoying? Why am I so overwhelmed? Why do I have so many issues? Why? And instead, by the way, why will always hold you back. You know why? Because why is a question about the past. It's why did this happen? And when you're questioning past and when you're looking backwards, you are being held back. Instead, can you say, for what? Which, by the way, same Hebrew letters, lama and lema. Lama is why and lema is for what. If you just say, you know what? Okay, this is the reality. What is this reality for? What is this setting me up to be? And now you're pushing yourself to find out what you need to do in order to use this reality as a jumping point to the next version of yourself, to what you're being called to do, to the actual actions and the part that you can take in transformation. And I love this. This is so much fun because that's what actually makes you happy. That's what actually makes you wealthy. That is what actually makes you come alive, is the fact that you know you had a part in this and the results are not up to you, but you took part in creating that. And that is magical. So let's talk about that. What happens when you are willing to want more, when you're willing to say, I'm ready, when you're willing to push past the fear, when you commit to yourself and to your own growth and to your own becoming, what happens is you are blown away by what is possible. Because what's possible is so much greater than we give credit. We don't actually understand what possible really means until we see it. And then we're just stuck, mouth open, eyes open. What? How? Where? Where did this come from? How did this happen? Why was it so quick? The shock of realizing that I was so afraid that it would actually work, that I wasn't letting it work, or I was so scared to want more that I didn't even know it was that easy to attain. I am so stuck feeling overwhelmed that I'm not allowing things to flow. And when I do, things just fall into place, not because it happens, but because God wants us to go through that process. And I'll tell you something amazing. One of the first women who signed up, like as soon as the sale came out, she signed up. And then she wrote me a text message. We didn't even meet yet. We didn't even give her access to anything yet. She just paid. That's all she did. She signed up, committed, and paid. And the next day, she had the most productive day. She had the most amazing day. She felt amazing. Why? Because she actually let go of that fence. She let go of sitting on the fence. She let go of wanting something and not letting herself have it. She gave herself permission to live. And that's even before we did anything. You know, imagine. Then afterwards, we sat down for a VIP session and her mind was blown. She's seeing so much results. She's seeing so much momentum just from the content on the website, just from the videos, the meditations, the access to me on WhatsApp. All right, let's just go through the stuff because I think every single part of this pays for the entire program. So first thing I want you to know is that you get 6 one-on-ones with me. You can use them anytime in the next 6 months. Usually it's 6 in 3 months time. Now you get them for 6 months. It's pretty easy. As soon as I feel ready after my birth, I will send an email just to my paying clients and let them know that there are spots open and they can schedule. I cannot tell you how powerful those VIP sessions are. It's just you and me one-on-one. I'll talk about group in a minute, but my main concern is that you feel comfortable, that you feel safe, that you feel heard, and that you actually get results, okay? So I'm very much into the high touch one-on-one connection, and I've always been. Any of my programs always included one-on-ones. I just feel like it's very, very important and powerful. So you get 6 one-on-ones with me. Every single one of them is life changer, okay? So it's absolutely amazing. The next thing you get is access to all of my curriculum. So there are sessions there. I think right now there are 25 sessions that you can go through and watch on your own time. People tell me, yeah, but I don't really like watching sessions, blah, blah, blah. These aren't like boring trainings. They're actual sessions that happened in my mastermind. They're super exciting, super intriguing. So we do keep the privacy of the people very safe. So the people who asked questions, their voice is changed, their face is covered, and you know, it says on the screen for protection purposes or whatever, for privacy purposes. And yet their questions are so valuable. You know, you might be listening to something and get this gigantic aha moment. Oh, she's asking the same thing I was going to ask, or I never even thought to ask that. And that's such a good answer that she got. So the sessions are really powerful. They're between 30 minutes to an hour. They're edited to obviously protect the privacy, but also to flow. So there's no blah, blah back and forth or any announcements or anything that we used to have when we were live, right? The trainings are really, really great because basically there are trainings on so many different topics that have to do with journaling, meditation, long-term vision, sales, systems, whatever. There's a bunch of trainings. So there's sessions, trainings, and the meditation library. The meditation library has, I think, 70 or something, maybe more meditations that you can just tap into and turn on. We make sure to title them really well so that you know what it's going to be about. And also, as part of the title, we have parentheses with the timestamp. If you are aware that you have 10 minutes till the kids come home, or, you know, I have half an hour today, I can really sit down and do a long meditation, or 5 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it is, go look at the timestamp and just pick the one that is calling your name. They're so good. They're grounding. They are powerful. They're guided meditations. They're deeper than just a meditation. They're guided imagery. They take you through a process. They really are extremely powerful. And what I suggest is that if you have the ability, even just write down a couple of words when you're done. That's how much clarity you're going to get. Sometimes I can do a 5-minute meditation and then see something that, you know, tips all of my thoughts to, oh, look at that. That gave me an idea, or that was a download, or whatever. So this is a really fun library that I created about 2 years ago of all the meditations that I did in the actual mastermind. So we chopped them up, we put music to them, we put them on the meditation library. They're really, really great. Okay, so there's a lot of other extras in the curriculum, but for the most part, that is the curriculum you get. And I did not mention the WhatsApp support. So let me mention that now, because honestly, that is worth the entire investment. And I'm not the one to say it, even though I'm saying it. So many people have said it. So WhatsApp support basically looks like this. You are trying to take action on something and you feel resistance. You send me a text saying, I am trying to do this thing from the training that you have. I feel resistance. I can't, I don't know why. I'm not capable of doing it. Or I'm stopping myself, or I'm feeling scared, or I don't know how to say this right, or blah, 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 right? And in a couple of hours, you'll have a voice note or a text message for me saying, oh, okay, here's what you should do. Or here's the adjustment I want you to make, or whatever it is, right? I've had someone who used to send messages, I'm feeling really low today and I need a pep talk. Great. Tell me what's going on and I'll send you a message, and I'll leave you like, you know, a 3, 4, 5 minute message with whatever answers you need, whatever adjustments you need to hear, whatever coaching you need right there and then. So instead of having to wait for the next VIP session, you can get answers right away. And that's crazy. That is real VIP status. I don't know anybody who has that, you know, a guide in your pocket, a coach in your pocket, cheerleader in your pocket. It's mind blowing, right? Obviously, don't abuse it, but it's incredible. I have one client who sends me her aha moments. You know, I did this session and this is what came up for me, and I think that this is the action I need to take. What do you think? And I'll tell her, yeah, I think that's great. And make sure to do this, this, and that, or, you know, do it this way so that you don't burn out or whatever. So I'm always making sure to add value and to help you create that balance so that you don't burn out. So that you don't say like, oh, okay, I'm going to go and all in and take action and do this, that, the other, and blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, you know, too bad. That's the point of having a coach, is make sure that you're staying balanced. Make sure that you're doing it in a way that works for you and not for anyone else. Okay. So this is what it's all about. As I said, there's only so many hours left to the sale, and the doors close for the next at least 3 months, if not 6 months. You will never get this price again, because right now it's $2,500 for 6 months, when in reality it's usually $2,500 for 3 months. And you also have a really beautiful extended payment plan that you could just pay $50 a week and still get all of the goodness. So go and check it out. The link is in the show notes. The link is in your email. The link is also in the YouTube video description. Wherever you're listening to this, I highly recommend that you go check it out and sign up. If you have any questions, feel free to ask in my email. You could just reply, and I'm really good about replying. It really is me, by the way, back in the replies, because no one else has access to my email. There are things that I teach you to delegate and to automate and to systemize, but real connection is not something you should give up. And this is me modeling that for you. I want you to realize how important it is for me to keep that connection and to keep that back and forth open with you. When you have a question, when you have a comment, when you want to say something, just let me know. And it really is me, and I really do answer. And I try my best to be present with all of my people, because that's what keeps me going and that's what makes me so happy. And I think it's important for you to know that. Okay, so I'm modeling it for you so that you know, yes, there are things you can delegate. Don't delegate the things that matter, the connection, the real people. Another question that came in is, how sustainable is this for you? Like, don't you think it's crazy that you're giving people your WhatsApp access and they can just ask you anything, and that you're giving them one-on-one and that you're giving them private coaching? So yeah, you're right. It's not sustainable forever. You know, maybe I won't be doing private coaching for the next 100 years, but I am really loving it right now in this season of my life. And the biggest objection that comes in is, yeah, but you're so cool. You're so put together. You're so organized. You're so energized. You're so consistent. I'm not like that. So let me just tell you first thing, I look like I'm organized and put together and consistent and energized and confident and all the fun things, but I wasn't like that always, and especially not 6 years ago when I started. And it took me time to build myself. It took me time to build all of these parts of myself. And because I had to figure it out for myself, that is why I feel really confident helping you figure it out. Okay, so I'm creative. I go with the flow. I don't actually naturally lean on systems. I don't naturally lean on frameworks. You know, I'm more like, oh, I'm just intuitive. It comes to me. It's great. It's awesome, right? So I had to learn how to create systems that work for me, because the systems out there don't necessarily work for creatives, right? The structures out there don't really lend themselves to be as easy for us to use. Also, time management was hard for me and I figured it out. Consistency was impossible for me and I figured it out. All these things that I'm finding a lot of my clients are saying they are having a hard time with are things that I can help you with, specifically because I had to figure it out. And I remember now what I wanted to say about the group aspect. Sorry. Woo, we're back on track. So I think I wrapped up my idea here that I was there. I had to figure it out. God believed in me and pushed me to go after that more. And I'm really grateful he did, because I feel like I can now do that for you. And it feels really good. It feels good that God believes in me and put me in this situation. And by the way, anytime I have a fight with my husband or I have something really annoying in my business or something goes wrong, I tell myself, what if this is happening to me so that I know how it feels for you? And then when I figure it out, I know how to help you. So that's actually really fun to think about, because then it allows me to take it a little bit more with ease and with grace. Okay, let's talk about the group aspect. I used to have a mastermind, which was a group, and outside the mastermind, they would get one-on-ones. So it was a hybrid. I flipped now my hybrid to be a flipped hybrid. I made that up. I have no idea if that's a thing, but the private coaching is the main thing and the group is sort of secondary. I just found that when I do a group, everybody has to fit in. Everybody has to feel comfortable. Some people are a little bit more shy. Some people are introverts. Some people are not getting as much as they would like, or, you know, are not showing up as much because they don't believe in themselves or they don't feel like they have to, or whatever reason. And one of my biggest things is I don't want to lose you between the seats, and I want to make sure that you are showing up for yourself. So private coaching is my main offer. And then the group aspect is now something that I'm adding as a bonus for the 6 months of this program. There is going to be 3 trainings that I'm doing live. The theme of the trainings is run your business like God runs his world. And we are talking about time management and systems and automations and delegation. And there's another topic I can't remember, but basically there are 3 live trainings that you are going to be invited to. And that's going to be in a group. You can show up or you can watch the replay. Either way, it's going to be more of a group energy. So it's also going to be really fun. If I see that a lot of people want more group interaction, then yes, I'm happy to create that. But right now, my focus is on you and the private coaching. I really want you to feel confident that when you invest in yourself, you're getting what you need, your unique, specific, customized plan and actual support to execute that. Okay. So that is the biggest thing that I want you to realize. Okay. Is this a luxury or a need? I personally feel like this is not a luxury. You will see that when you invest in yourself, you look back and you say, how did I live without this? Like, how did I let myself just be so mediocre? How was I living in that state of parv, just like not here, not there, fine, sort of dim, when I now tasted what being lit up feels like, you know, when I am now actually living my dreams, when I am actually coming alive? It is not a luxury to come alive. It is a necessity to come alive, because when you come alive, your business comes alive, your marriage comes alive, your parenting comes alive, your health comes alive. Everything you ever wanted to do becomes possible. And I want that for you. And I want it as a necessity, not as a luxury. That is it for today. That's the end of my solo episode. If you are ready to jump right in, go check out the checkout page. Pick whatever payment plan works for you. Set yourself up for success by signing up and letting me know you're in, so that you can have your WhatsApp support right away and access to all of the content. And as soon as I am ready for VIP sessions, you will get first dibs and you'll get to meet with me. All the best. And don't forget to be connected for real. I look forward to sharing good news with you. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzen Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can be connected for real.